Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Kuf Tez Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Tez Vav on the base, three lines from the bottom of Amar. So we learned in the previous brisa, the previous shiur, the brisa that spoke about the karbonis that were mutter by the Bnei Noach until the time of the Mishkan. Amar Hakol Ksherim Bahakrib. All types of animals were able to be used for karbonis. Ask the Gemara anonymously. From where do we notice? Answer the Gemara. Amr of Huna the Amr Kra. V'yiven Noach Mizbeach Hashem. Noach built this built a Mizbeach. V'yikach and we call Abahema Tahira and we call Oifa Tahar. He took from all kosher clean birds and clean animals. Behema, when the pasuk says the word Behema, Kamashma, it refers to all Behemas. Throughout Tanakh, says the Gemara, we know that Chaya is Bechla Behema, a Chaya is included in Behema, so we know that it was also able to bring Chayus. So Chorim Vinikavis, Tamimim Ubalimumim. He was able to bring males or females, even though, as we know and have discussed many times in our Shiurim in this Masechta, that for different Kabbonis, sometimes males need to be used, sometimes females need to be used. All that did not apply then. Furthermore, tamimim avalimumim. They could bring animals that were blemished or unblemished. Damamar, how do we know this halacha? Tams zachas v'behema. The Torah only speaks about an animal being unblemished and being a male. When we speak about an animal, vein tams zachas b'ifas. Such halacha doesn't apply by ifas. And since we find that in that pasuk, the Torah puts together the halacha of behemoth and ifis, it's obvious that at that time, that just like by ifis, there is no necessity for the if not to be a balmum, or for the if to be a male versus a female, or vice versa. So too, the kabbonis that were brought in the time, the kabbonis that were brought by the Bnei Noach, don't have all of these requirements. But we did just say that the only animals that could be brought, tamimim or balimumim, had to be either whole or they could be blemished. However, lafukim chusa eved aloi, an animal that was missing a limb, that everybody would agree could not be brought for carbon, even by Ben Noach. Amar Belazer, so to which Belazer comments, minayin lemchusa ever shenes lebnei Noach. How do we know this halacha that such an animal cannot be brought even by Ben Noach, Tamaloima, because the pasuk says Mikol Achayim Kabasar. The Torah, when it describes which animals should be brought to the teva, uses the words Mikol Achay Mikol Basar. Amr Torah, the Torah says Havei Behema Shechayim Rosh Evar and Shalom. You have to bring you can only bring such an animal that all of its limbs are whole. If it's mechusar eiver, if it's missing a limb, it may not be brought. So Taisus asked the question, if the halach is that a Ben Noach may not bring a mechusar eiver as a carbon, so then ask Taisus, why isn't that one of the Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noach that we know apply to Bnei Noach as well? Why isn't this included? So Taisus answers, because it's unlike the other mitzvahs. And all the mitzvahs Bnei Noach are that the Torah tells them they're not allowed to murder, they're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Here what the Torah is just telling them is that if they're supposed to bring a carbon, and they brought a carbon, and they brought an animal, which is Mechusar Aver, they have not fulfilled their obligation, and therefore they have to bring another carbon, another animal, which is not a Mechusar Aver. Which seems to clearly indicate that Bnei Noach, if they make a neder to bring a carbon, have every requirement to fulfill that neder. Therefore, Taisus is saying, if they don't bring the right carbon, the right animal, they haven't fulfilled the neder. And the question is, why are Akum obligated to fulfill their nedarim v'nedavos? There is no pasuk in the Torah that speaks to them to have that obligation. So I saw a number of answers to this question. one answer to the question is that we find that Yaakov Avinu said that he was concerned that nothing should happen to him because he made a nether and perhaps he did not fulfill the nether. Now you know, at that time, Yaakov Avinu was still a Ben Noach, and yet he was so concerned about the fulfillment of the Nedarim, so we see clearly that Bnei Noach have an obligation to fulfill the Nedarim. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that the Avnei Melum suggests is, as we've discussed, when it comes to Hegdish, a kinyan is not required. Even though for all other transactions to be valid lahalacha, a kinyan is required. By Hegdish we have the old rule, Amirasul Gvaya Kamisirasul Hegdit. And therefore, that rule even applies by Akum. So as soon as the Akum says that he's going to bring a carbon, it falls into the category of Amirasul Gvaya Kamisirasul Hegdit, and he has that full-fledged requirement. And since he has that full-fledged requirement, because he already said it, that's why he's obligated to fulfill it. Another pshat that the Mepharshim suggests, the Stipler suggests, we're going to learn later in our shiur, the basis of how we know that Akum can bring Kabbonis. The Pasuk says, Ish, Ish. Says the Stipler, included in that rule that the Akum have the ability to bring Kabbonis is the obligation that they take upon themselves to bring a carbon, they have to fulfill their obligation. But going back to the question that we began with, that if, as Al Gemara is teaching us, if an Akum may not bring a carbon, that's a mechusar aver, why isn't that one of the Zayim Mitzvah Noach? I saw other answers. Another answer is that for all Zayim Mitzvah Noach, those are situations where if the guy violates them, he's chayiv misa. Even though the Akum may not bring a carbon, that's a mechusar aver, there is no chayiv misa for it, and since there is no chayiv misa, that's why there is no, it's not included in the list. Another answer I saw, based on the Gemara that we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, is that the Gemara says that the only mitzvahs that are included in the group of Zayim mitzvahs Bnei Noach are mitzvahs that were said before Har Sinai and then repeated again. However, this halakha of Mechusar Aver was not repeated again, and therefore it does not fall into the category of the Zayim mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Furthermore, I saw Machloikus Achroinim, that our Gemara is saying that an Akum may not bring a carbon which is a Mechusar Aver, and the Paiskim discuss, the Achroinim discuss, does that include every Mechusar Aver, or is it only a Mechusar Aver that's an external Aver, where it's obvious missing a leg or a hand or whatever, but if it's missing an internal organ, it would not necessarily be considered a Mechusar Aver. Continues the Gemara. How can we say that pasuk is coming to teach us that an akum may not bring a carbon that's a mechusar aver? Maybe that pasuk is lamutei treifa. Maybe that pasuk is coming to teach us that an animal which is a treifa may not be brought, but any other animal can be, but a mechusar aver can be brought. And in fact, there is a machlokes v'achroinim. What is the halacha regarding a treifa? May an akum bring a treifa as a carbon or not? Answers the Gemara, Hahu Malachius Zeranafka, that the animal that was a treifa should not be brought, that was learned from the words Lahachio Zera, because a treifa is not able to have children. Ask the Gemara, Hani Chlamandom a treifa and Yeledes, according to the opinion that treifa indeed cannot have children, so that's how we know that the treifa was excluded. Elamandom according to the Mandomer. That just because an animal is a treifa, Yoledes, it could still have the ability to have children. Ma'ikla Meimer, we're back to where we started. How do we know that a treifa was excluded? Makro answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says, Itach, that the animals that will be brought to the teva should be Danimloch, should be similar to you. And the Gemara is saying, just like you, Noach, are the treifa, so too the animals that are brought should not be treifas. Very interesting, very nice vart from the Gra, and the Malbim says the same vart. The Torah has two words that are very similar, that seem to mean the same, but they're not really the exact same. One word the Torah uses the word itach, and sometimes the Torah uses the words imach. Says the Gro, what is the difference between itach and imach? He says, itach means when something is similar, something has a common denominator, but they're not totally the same. Imach, on the other hand, means where they're completely the same. So he explains. For example, when we have two people doing something together as partners or doing something together, then the word imach is used. Because the two people are working together and they both have the same goals, and therefore the word imach can be used. However, when it's a person and an animal, like Algemar is discussing, an animal can never be imach with a person. An animal is never exactly the same as a person. There the Torah uses the words itach instead of the word imach. So the Gemara is saying that how do we know that treifa wasn't brought to the teva? Because the Torah used the words itach, similar to noyach, just like noyach wasn't a treifa, so too the animal. Ask the Gemara, v'dima noyach gufa treifa. Maybe noyach indeed was a treifa. So ask the Rishonim, how can we suggest that noyach was a treifa? The halacha is, that we know that a treifa ain't a chai. A treifa can't live more than 12 months. And we know that Loyach lives throughout the entire Mabel, which took longer than 12 months, and then he lived for hundreds of years after the Mabel. So how can we suggest that Noyach was a treifa? So one teretz that the Rishonim say is that this rule that to be considered a treifa has to be somebody that can't survive 12 months is a machloikis, and obviously the Gemara may be following the other opinion. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests is that this rule that a treifa doesn't live is only by animals, not by people. A person could be a treifa and still survive. But Tosfos himself takes issue with that pshat, because he says the Gemara Masechta Chulin, and Mitzvah Shem we're going to learn, shows us that the Gemara, many times a treifa is compared. The treifa of Adam and the treifa of Behema are compared. So another teretz that I saw is that why is the reason that a treifa can't live for 12 months? Because given that he's a treifa and he's very weak, he cannot withstand the change of climate from the one season to another season, or even within one season, from day to night, from night to day. But all of that, we know, stopped during the time of the Mabel. So the weakness that a treifa has that causes him to ultimately not be able to survive wasn't in place during the time of the Mabel, when the entire world order, so to speak, stopped. Which opens us up to actually a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. If the rule is that the definition of a treifa is someone who cannot survive 12 months, what happens if we see an animal that is designated as a treifa and did survive more than 12 months? Will that animal still be considered a treifa? Will it be prohibited to eat that animal? So the Paiskim, and sort of Moshe has a chuv and Nigris Moshe about this, say that certainly whatever Chazal established as a treifa is a treifa even if the animal survives more than 12 months. And whatever Chazal said is not a treifa is not a treifa. He only says two interesting points. One he says is, where can we use the fact that the animal survived as a proof that it's not a treifa? That is in a situation where we have a suffix, where we don't know if it's a treifa or not. So its survival could be an indication if it is or isn't a treifa. Another interesting point he makes is that we know that if someone kills a treifa, he's not considered a ritzayach. So he says that if doctors say on an individual, regarding an individual, that he could survive more than 12 months, even if we follow the halacha, this person ought to be considered a treifa, the person who kills him is considered a ritzayach. And on the other hand, if the doctors say that there's an individual who cannot survive, he's terminally ill, even though perhaps if we follow what the halacha identifies as a treifa. This person is not a treifa. The person who kills him is not, will not be considered a retzeach. But again, the Gemara is asking that the, we want to say that how do we know there were no treifas in the teva? Because the Torah compares it to Noach, and Noach wasn't a treifa. Ask the Gemara, maybe Noach indeed was a treifa. Answers the Gemara, tamik sedei. The Torah used the words tamim regarding Noach, which is clearly an indication that he wasn't a treifa. Ask the Gemara, maybe what tamim means that he was tamim bedrochav, that he acted properly. Answers the Gemara, if to speak about his behavior, tzadik sedei. There the Torah already uses the word tzadik. Ask the Gemara, both of those words, tamim bedrochav and tzadik b'masav. And Rashi explains, tamim means that he was a modest individual. Tzadik means that he was a person that didn't steal from others. The Ritva explains that tamim was that he acted appropriately. Ben adam l'chaveroi, and tzadik means that he acted appropriately. Ben adam l'makor. But we still don't have a proof that Noach wasn't a treifa. Says the Gemara. Isal kedata, the Noach treifa haver. If we're going to say that Noach was a treifa, mikamalei Noach, so was the Torah, was Hashem telling Noach specifically, the kavasayach ayil, only bring animals that were treifa, shlomim, loy tayil, don't bring animals that are not a treifa, that does the Torah has no reason to insist on animals that are not a treifa. So ask the Gemara. So if so, umachad nachlam itach. So it must be that Noach wasn't a treifa. And we learn from itach that so too the animals should be a treifa. So if so, the pasuk that we began with, wahach yizera lamali. Why do we need the pasuk wahach yizera to teach us that a treifa mechusa eva can't be brought? Answers the Gemara. Because madatayim, if we only had the word itach, we would think that what the Torah means is that the purpose of bringing the animals were just letzafsa ba'alma, to serve as company to Noach. And therefore, a filozoke, a filosaurus, even an elder animal or a sterile animal that cannot have children, could have come along to the teva, kamash malon. That's what the Torah says, lach yizera, that the purpose was to bring them to us to repopulate the world, and therefore, old and sterile animals cannot be brought to the teva. So we learned further that Tahirim, only kosher species, could be brought by the Ben Noach as a carbon, avaloi temeim, but not non-kosher species. Amr Shmuel ben Nachmein, umi have asked the Gemara, umi have temeim Tahirim b'hayshata. At that time, were the kosher and non-kosher animals in the world? Amr Shmuel ben Nachmein, Amr Yonasan. What it means is m'ois nasidin l'tar. It doesn't mean that there were kosher and non-kosher. There was no Torah yet. But it means kosher and non-kosher animals. Ask the Gemara. Menah havayadi. How did the people know at that time what's going to be kosher and not kosher? Answer the Gemara. Kid Rav Chizda. Dom Rav Chizda. Havirin l'fnei ha-teva. All the animals will pass the front of the teva. Kol shateva kaltason. Any animal that the teva took in, seven of, biyadua shetar, we know is a kosher animal. Ain a teva kaltason, but if they were not taken in to the teva, biyadua shetmeim, we know that they're non-kosher. Rav Avuha says there's another way. Amakra vabom zochin the teva. Habom alei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself created a situation that the kosher animals should come seven, and the non-kosher animals should come two. And that's how Noach was able to know which were the kosher and which were not the kosher. Amamar, we learned in the Braisa, the Hakul Karva Oilus. And all Kabbanis that were brought at that time were Oilus. Oilus in, so the Deek is that they were all Oilus, Shlomim Loi, but there were no Shlomim. Ksiv, ask the Gemara, doesn't the Pasuk say to the Kabbanis that were brought at Har Sinai, which was long, obviously, before the Hakamas HaMishkan, the Pasuk says, V'yizbuchu shlomim l'Hashem parim, so we see that they did already bring shlomim, el-eima, l'kol Karva Olus. On behalf of everybody, an Olus was be brought. Olus in Shlomim Loi. Which means, in terms of who you could bring Karbonis for, Karbonis could be brought for everybody. But in that, what kind of carbon could be brought for everybody? Carbon Olus. However, carbon Shlomim cannot be brought for everybody, because for Ben Noyach, a carbon shlomim cannot be brought. The Farshim explain what is the reason that a Ben Noyach is excluded from a carbon shlomim. Many explanations that I saw. The Maral explains that a carbon shlomim represents a carbon that's part Lashem and part to the owner. It represents, so to speak, a shutvis, a partnership between the owner and Hashem, and Ben Noyach cannot be a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests is because, as we just said, part of the Karban Shlomim is eaten, and Bnei Noyach should not eat Karbonis, and not eat Kotshim. Why Bnei Noyach should not eat Kotshim? I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because when Kotshim should be eaten, you're supposed to be eaten with the proper Kavanah, which Bnei Noyach can't have. Another pshat that I saw is that the kotchim has special rules where, when, how long they may be eaten. And obviously, it's difficult to legislate these rules and be sure that the Bnei Noyach will follow the rules. But then I saw another very interesting pshat. As we said a moment ago, what is a carbon shlomim? A carbon shlomim is a carbon that's part Lashem and part to the owner. What does that represent? That represents that Avodas Hashem is not limited to when we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Avodas Hashem is not limited when we're La Hashem, but even when we're on our own, when we're not in the four walls of the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, we must be Oide Hashem. The basis of our religion is that Torah and Mitzvahs permeate 24 hours of our day, wherever, whenever we are. That concept is a concept that is the concept of Karban Shlomim that Bnei Noyach don't have. Continues the Gemara. Bishlam Manda Amar, like Karban Shlomim Bnei Noyach. According to Manda Amar, that Bnei Noyach don't bring Karban Shlomim Ditma. As we learned, Rav Elazar, Rav Yosef Bechanini, Chad Amar, Karban Shlomim Bnei Noyach, the Ash Shlomim for Bnei Noyach. We don't bring Karban Shlomim for Bnei Noyach. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Manda Omer Karban Shlomim Bnei Noyach. What is the basis of the opinion that holds that Shlomim were brought for Bnei Noyach? Because the Pasuk says, by Hevel, the Ksiv, the Hevel Gam Hevi Gam Hu, Mechayr Tzonot U Mechaveyim. Hevel brought from the animal and from its chelif. Ezu Dovah Shechel B'Karv L'Mizbeach, Vein Kulay Karv L'Gav L'Mizbeach, that only part, the Emer Mondem is Be'ach, but not the rest, have Oimer, it's the Karban Shlomim. Continues the Gemara, my time command Omer, loy Karvu, what's the basis of the Manda Omer that holds that they didn't bring Shlomim? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Shira Shirim, Uri Tzofen, Uvoy Semen, since Nar Umen, Shemis'ab Tzofen, the nation who all of their Kabonis are brought in the north, the Akum will be agitated, the Sava Ummah, on which nation will come, Shemaseh, that brings Kabonot, both B'Tzof and Ubedarim, in all parts of the Mizbeach, in all parts of the Azara, as we've been learning, the Kachim were only brought B'Tzofen, but Kachim Kalim were brought throughout the entire Azara. Ask the Gemara Mar Nami, but the opinion that says that the Bnei Noyach don't bring Karban Shlomim, Haksiv, don't we have the Pasuk, Umir Chalveyem? And so the Gemara, what it means is Mishmaneim the two. It doesn't mean that he brought a carbon partially Basar, Basri Averim, but rather what it means is they brought from the best animals. Oman Nami, but doesn't the other man Dama, what does he do with the Pasid and Shirashirim of Uri Tzofen? Answers the Gemara, who the Kibbutz Golis would exist. That Pasuk is referring to when Mashiach comes. And the Pasuk is teaching us that when Mashiach comes, the exiles from all sides of the world will come back together to Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara of Ksiv, but doesn't it say that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, V'yayim Moshe gam ato titim b'yodeinu zvachim v'oilois v'sinu l'shem l'keinu, zvachim meaning carbon shlomim, Answers the Gemara, it doesn't mean zvachim for coming shlomim, zvachim lachila, v'oilus lakrova. It means zvachim to be eaten, and the oilus are what would be brought to the for the mizbeach, because there were no, at that time, carbon shlomim. There is an interesting opinion of Rabbeinu Chananu that says that carbon shlomim could be brought on behalf of the akum, but unlike, as we explained earlier, the carbon shlomim that we bring, that part of it is brought for us, part of it is given to Hashem, and part of it is given that we eat, the carbon shlomim that the akum bring, they separate the basar from the Amrim, they separate the basar from the Amrim, but but both parts are burnt on the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara. Baksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say, V'yikach Yisroi choshim Moshe oilus vachim, that Yisroi brought oilus and shlomim, answers the Gemara, Hahu lachim matan Torah hudiksiv. That Pasuk is referring to after matan Torah, where obviously we at that time had shlomim. There's an interesting discussion by the Brisker Rav. What was the status of kabbonis that Klal Yisrael brought between Har Sinai and Hakamas HaMishkan? And he interestingly says that those kabbonis that were brought at that time, the Yisrael who brought it had every right to make a decision. What was his intention? Was his intention to bring the carbon as a Ben Yisrael, or was his intention to bring the carbon as a Ben Noyach? So again, Yisroi came after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, there were clearly kabbonis. Ask the Gemara, Ha Micha Laman Da Amar, Yisroi after Matan Torah Haya. That's fine, we follow the opinion that Yisroi came after Matan Torah. El Laman Da Amar, according to the opinion that Yisroi called the Matan Torah Haya, the Mitzrayim came ready before Matan Torah, Mayaka Lamemer, because the Itmer, as we learned, B'nei Reb Chiya, Reb Yishu Ben Levi, there's a dispute, Kad Amar, Yisroi called the Matan Torah Haya. Yisroi was before Matan Torah. The Charam of Yisrael, Achim Matan Torah Haya, Yisrael only came later. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Tveris Shloima explaining what Pshat Yisrael called the Matan Torah. So the Farshim explained that Yisrael called the Matan Torah is coming to teach us a tremendous lesson. Yisrael, we know, was a king. He sat on top of the world. And he was a wealthy person, and he had everything. But what did he do? He left everything he had, and he came to Matan Torah. That is supposed to be our attitude, says the Tveris Shloima, when a Jew comes to sit down to learn, or when there's a group of Jews learning. When a group of Jews are learning, we're not supposed, it's before Matan Torah. There's no difference, wealthy or poor, or powerful or not powerful. Everybody's supposed to come to the Midbar. What is the Midbar? The Gemara always identifies the Midbar as a place that is hefker. Everybody is equal. We sit down to learn with our only kavana being that we're going to learn Hashem's Torah. Continues the Gemara. L'manda Amar, Yisroi Kol Matan Torah Haya. L'manda Amar, so we're back to our question. If Yisroi came before Matan Torah, so the question is, there was no Shlomim? Answers the Gemara, if we, the man the Amid that holds that Yisroi came before Matan Torah, obviously he's going to have to hold Kesavar, he's going to have to hold that Shlomim Hikriyu B'nai Noyach, that B'nai Noyach brought Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this Machloikis of when Yisroi came is actually connected to a different Machloikis Tanoim. So the Pasuk says, V'yishma Yisroi Koyimidyin, Mashmu Hashem above in his Gaia. What caused Yisroi to come? Rabbi Shua Omer, Mechemes HaMalek Shem. So as Mepharshim explained, certainly Yisroi heard of all the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. But there must have been one specific event that triggered that Yisroi should come. So the first man that I'm going to hold, Mechemes HaMalek Shem. He heard about the Muhammad Malik, Shreik Sibit Sidai, as the Pasuk says, V'yachs Yeshua as a Malik was Amu Fichorev. So I saw a number of Pshatim, what is in the Muhammad's Amalek that caused Yisroi to come. One Pshat I saw is that Amalek took battle with Klal Yisrael at the time when Klal Yisrael was at their strongest. But Yisrael didn't care about, but the Amalek didn't care. They had the Midah of Zrizus. And they said, now is the time that we want to go to battle. And they went. So too, Yisrael could have said, I have a lot of reasons to delay my coming. But instead of trying to come up with reasons why to delay his coming, he learned the lesson of Amalek and he went with Zrizus. Another pshat that I saw, a very powerful pshat that the terrorist Yeshua says, is that Yisrael saw that all of our lives, even the lives of Klal Yisrael, are very temporary. There's an Amalek that could come and hold battle with us at any time. And Yisrael thought to himself, as many other people may think, you know, when a great person leaves the world, they say, oh, we should, that person was so great, we should have spent more time with that person. But that is not really the intelligent approach. The intelligent approach is that if you see a great person, you take advantage to immediately learn from that individual. When Yisrael saw the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he saw how temporary all of our existence is, that even Amalek isn't scared to start up with Moshe Rabbeinu, immediately he ran to go be part of this. But then I saw another beautiful pshat. The Gemara says that Asav Lavoi, when Mashiach comes, they won't take, Gerim will not be accepted. Because at that time, given that Klal Yisrael will be in such a powerful position, so of course everybody's going to want to join Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael, if he would have just heard about the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, he wouldn't have been accepted. Because they would have said, you join Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael is so powerful. But now that Yisrael saw that Klal Yisrael isn't so powerful, they have Muhammad, they have enemies, so they aren't at that great point. So he knew that he would be accepted as a ger, and that's why he came. He heard about Matan Torah, Shikshinit the Torah Yisrael, for when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, the sound of Hashem's voice went through the entire world. Everybody started trembling. And they said Shir. All of the nations of the world came to Bilam. What is this noise that we hear? Shema Mabel Bala Olam. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a Mabel to the world. Shenema Amalahem. So he said, Shenema, as the Pasuk said, Hashem L'Mabel Yashuv. They were concerned there's going to be a Mabel. Amalahem. So Yisrael said, Bilam said to them, V'yeshem Hashem Melech L'Olam. Fa'nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'enem Be'evi Mabel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already made him sure that he will never bring another Mabel to the world. Amalahem. So they said to him, Mabel Shemayim Einu Mevi. Maybe he's not bringing a Mabel of water. Ava Mabel Shleish Mevi. He's going to bring a flood of fire. Shnemar Ki Be'esh Hashem Nishba Omlem Kfar Nishba She'enu Mashlus Kabasar. He's already made a sure they will not destroy everybody. So they asked, if so, so what is this tremendous noise that we hear? Omlem Chem De Toiv Yesh Reveis Genozov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this wonderful treasure. So it's a Genuza Etzloy that was buried with him. Tovkuf Ayin Doiris. Shenivra, 974 generations before the world was created. Hashem originally planned to give the Torah after 1,000 generations. However, he saw that the world cannot survive that long without Torah. So he waited 974 generations before he created the world and gave the Torah after 26 generations. 974 plus 26. So Hashem had this tremendous treasure with him for 976 generations. Ubik Ishwita Labonov. And he wants to give it to his children. Shnema Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain. So the Farshim explained, what was Yisroel trying, what was Bilam trying to tell them? Bilam was trying to tell them was, they were starting to think that maybe they made a terrible mistake in not accepting the Torah. So Bilam told them, you have nothing to worry about. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the Torah specifically for Klal Yisroel. Why? Because he had it figured out to give the Torah specifically at this time to this generation. Why did he hold it for all of these years before? That's why you have nothing to worry about. What does it mean that they said Hashem Yivarech as Amo Yisholim? So one shot is that the Mefarshim explained that the Goyim were concerned that what would Klal Yisrael do to them, but now that Klal Yisrael has the Torah, and the Gemara says that what Torah does to us is that even though Klal Yisrael are Azen, are very strong, but the Torah calms them down, so they have nothing to worry about. Another pshat is Pashup Pshat, that we know that the world cannot exist without Torah, and that's why the Akum were concerned, will the world be able to exist? When he said that Klal Yisrael took the Torah, and we spend time learning Torah, then we don't have to worry that the world will be able to exist. But then I saw a beautiful pshat for a Meir Shapiro. We know, he says, that the Pasuk says, V'yichan Yisrael, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, there was tremendous unity in Klal Yisrael before Kabbalah Satayra. And the Goyim of the world saw that tremendous Achdus. And they assumed that generally when are people united? People are typically united when they are Tsaris, when they're in trouble, when they're in danger together. That's what unites people. And that's what they said to Yisrael. Maybe there's a Mabul of Mayim. Maybe there's a Mabul of Esh coming. And that's what's uniting all of Klal Yisrael. So Bilam told them, it's not the Mabul of fire, and it's not the Mabul of water that unites Klal Yisrael. What unites Klal Yisrael, Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain. Torah is what unites all Klal Yisrael. He said, Ramey Shapiro said, that was his point in creating the Daf Hayomi, that when all of Klal Yisrael, all of us are learning the same Daf of Gemara, we're all united no matter where we live and who we are. Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain, Hashem Yivarech, Es Amo B'Sholem, that's what creates Achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. Rebbe Lezer says, what caused Yisrael to come? Kriyas Yamsuf, Shamo Bosh, Nema Vihi Kishmoy Kamalche Amori, when they all heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, Vaf Rocha Vazona Omra L'Shlucha Yeshua, Kishmanes Hashem, Hovis Hashem Esmei Yamsuf. Maishna Hossam asked the Gemara, why regarding the Malchi Amori does the Pasuk say, V'loi Hoibem Oid Ruach? A Maishna Hocham, when it says Rachov, when it says to Yeshua's Shlichim, does it say, V'loi Kama Oid Ruach Be'ish? Why does the Pasuk use different words? Answers the Gemara, what Rachel was saying was that Philip Shuinamil Kokshu, they weren't able to have an erection. How did she know that was the case? Tamamar, there was no prince, Shleboel Rachel Zona. Omru, Bashut Shana Hoysik Shiyotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim, she was 10 years old when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. For 40 years the Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, she was a Zoyna. Achon Nun Shonim, after 50 years, this Gairus, she became a Gairus. Omer Yimochali, I should be forgiven. B'schar Hevel Chaloyna Pishtim. As the Rishonim explains, Rashi explains, what happened was that Rochav used to do a veir with a string. There was a window in the house. People would come up the rope through the window into her home to do the Aveira, and if they were concerned about being caught, they would be covered with Pishtim. Then Rachel used these very three items to save the emissaries of Yeshua. They came into her home with the rope through the window, and when they were going to be caught, they were hidden under the Pishtim, and that's when she became a Geyrus. And here too the Mefarshim point out how a person could do an Aveira for 40 years and afterwards still be accepted as a Goyaros. Omar, the Avi Chacham is Manazer Shoyim Lassus came. The Avi Chacham nowadays could bring Kabonis on a Boma. Ask the Ramanan Niwi, how do we know that Halacha prize? Because the Pasuk, when it speaks about the Shchutei Chutz that we have been learning, says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael mitzuvim as Shchutei Chutz, v'ein ha'ar v'kachavim mitzuvim as Shchutei Chutz. V'fikach, kalach v'echad b'ayna le'bama le'atzmai, every Akum could build his own Bama, or makav v'lov kamash yirtza, and he could bring on it whatever he pleases. Of course, the Mepharshim discussed that isn't there Halacha of Shchita by Kabbonis, and how could the Akum bring a carbon where shchit is required when Akum cannot do shlichus? And the Farshim go on to say, if we're going to do the shchit on their behalf, isn't that don't we have a rule, ein shlichus l'akum, and therefore we cannot do a shlichus on behalf of the Akum? So the Farshim give a number of reasons how to explain this. One explanation is that even though generally in halacha there's a rule, ein shlichus l'akum, that rule doesn't apply by kachim. Another pshat that I saw is that in a situation where it's akum, even though there's a discussion in halacha, if kohanim are shluchim of the owners who bring the carbon, or are kohanim the shlichim of the Hashem, here there's certainly shluchim of Hashem to bring the carbon. Or another pshat is that, as we're about to learn, that the Torah teaches us that the Akum may bring Kabbonis, included in what the Torah says that the Akum can bring Kabbonis is that when they bring Kabbonis, we can do the Shlichus on their behalf. We can do the Shlichus on their behalf. Amar Yaakov Barach Amar Basi, also Sion, however we may not help them in bringing out and bringing the carbon b'chutz, or lasa shlichuson, or even do the shlichus and bringing the carbon b'chutz. Machlokes mefarsh achroidim, is this iser an iser the raisa, or is this an iser the rabbonim? There are achroidim that want to differentiate between when the akum designated the animal as kachim as bayak, they're helping the akum do the carbon outside is an Issa Deraisa, where they designated as Kachi Bama, it's only an Issa Derabon. Amarava, Ularin and Mahushari, but to teach them how to bring a carbon is permitted. As the Tveris Yisrael says, I were not allowed to teach an Akum Torah. He says, just like we're allowed to teach women Torah to know the mitzvahs that they're obligated to do, so too, when we teach Akum Kabbana, their halakas that they're obligated to do. He had the Ifra Hormis, Imre the Shvar Malka, Shadra Kabbana L'Rabba, she sent the carbon to Rabba, Shalchalei, Asuka Nilu L'Shem Shemayim, bring this carbon up for me to Shemayim. Amalahu, L'Safra L'Rach Barafuna, Zilu V'Dabra Trey Umagaloi, go bring two young boys of the same age. And the Farshim explained, Rashi explained, because that is a nice way of bringing it. Go look to a place where the sea has thrown up sediment, so build a mizbeach with that sediment, so that would be that way we could be sure that it was never used. Take new wood, take fire from a new piece of steel, so to teach them that you're allowed to do. So he said, Abaye said to Rav, according to who did you give this instruction? Oh, he said, Rav Elazar ben Shmuel. So he said, you're following the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Shmuel. The time of Rav Elazar ben Shmuel, Omer, Mam Mizbeach L'shtamsh Behedit, just like the Mizbeach had to be made out of material that was never used, Af Eitzim L'shtamsh Behedit, so too the wood has to be wood that was never previously used. V'hom, V'hom, Rav Elazar ben Shmuel, V'bama, Ask the mother, isn't Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel agreed by Abama that we don't have this requirement? The Tanya, Kasav Echad Omer. The Pasuk says, V'yitin David le'arnon, v'makim shikle zav mishkel sheish meis. After, as a punishment for David counting the people, Hashem brought a terrible plague on Klal Yisrael. God the Navi told David that by bringing Kabonis on the place of Arnon HaYavusi, you could stop this plague. So the Pasuk says, V'yitin David le'arnon, v'makim shikle zav. He gave in the place of gold shekels 600 by weight. The Ksibir says another pasuk. He paid 50. So was it 50? Was it 600? He took from each shevet 50 coins. 50 coins times 12 is sheish meis. Two points I saw. One is, how do we count the 12? Was Levi included, and therefore Fry and Menashe were considered one shaven, or did Levi not contribute? Furthermore, it's difficult to say that everybody contributed towards those 50 shkolim. There are many people in each shaven. It would turn out that everybody gave a very minimal amount. It could be that one person from each shaven donated the 50 shkolim. Rabbi Yamishim Abba Yosef and the Stoy, Bokov Eitzin, Amok Mizbeach the Nun, the cattle, the wood, and the place with, of the Mizbeach. They paid 50 shekel. The Kabbayas Kulay for the real estate, they paid 6 meis. Levin Shmuelimer, Bakum the Eitzim were paid with none. The Kabbayas Kulay for 6 meis. The Ksiv, the Yoimar Avon al David, Yikach for Yal Adonia Melech Atoy de Enoch, Rea Bakal Oilim, the Margum Kli Bakal Eitzim. So the Levin Shmuel says that only new firewood can be used by the carbon, and therefore David HaMelech used here kalim to make the for the spama, for the firewood. Isn't it a proof that you don't have to use nu? Rava Amalach Hasan Nam Lekharati. He used instruments, but they were new instruments that were never used before. What are morgan? Am ula mita shal turbo. Ask them, am I mita shal turbo? Am I either the quotes of the daish nishar? A goat-shaped tool that has hooks on it that they used to thresh straw with. Amar by my craw, where we see this pasuk, hine samtech l'mayrig charet charesh papapiyas, a sharp mayrig that has edges to thresh with. Makle Rava lebrei, Ramle kraya dadi. Rava was learning nach with his son, and he asked the following question: Ksiv yitin David l'arnon. That says that David gave Arnon, David purchased. Haketza, again, the question that we had before, was it 50, was it 600? Government called Shevet, Chamishim. Every Shevet contributed 50 shekel, Shein Sheshmeis, which equal to 600. Ask the Gemara, but we still have a different question. Vakata Kashin Adavi, Hasam Ksesev, there it says they use silver, Hachzav and here it says they use gold. Allah come. Gover Kesev, he collected from each shevet an amount of silver, the mishkel sheish meizav. He collected an amount of silver, the weight of which was worth 50 shekels of gold, so that equaled 600 shekels of gold, but he collected in silver because silver was more available.